From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for July 1st, 2026. June is National Immigrant Heritage Month, proclaimed by former President Barack Obama a dozen years ago, to honor the diverse experiences and contributions of people who immigrate to America. Historically, Nevada has had a large foreign-born population. It was made up of about 44% immigrants just 6 years after being declared an official state, and maintains a higher-than-average percentage today. But for some of Nevada's roughly 640,000 immigrant residents, this year has lacked a feeling of celebration, including June. Today, immigrant entrepreneurs represent nearly 27% of business owners in Nevada, and according to the American Immigration Council, they're responsible for $1.5 billion of Nevada's total business income. But over the past year, immigrant entrepreneurs like Yasmin Flores and her husband Enrique Fuentes and their customers have faced challenges, especially with regard to immigration and customs enforcement. As arrests hit an all-time high and fear surges with it, Flores has been forced to make tough decisions, like closing up shop. Hear the full story by KNPR's Raffaello Gandolfo Bustamante at knpr.org. Reducing the legal limits for alcohol can lead to a reduction in driving fatalities. That's the finding from a recent study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. The analysis followed Utah changing its law, reducing the legal limit for drunk driving. Utah lowered its legal blood alcohol concentration levels from 0.08 grams to 0.05 grams in 2017. The new law went into effect in 2018, leading to a decline in drunk driving fatalities, according to a study which compared data from before and after the change. Kai Gong Lee, an associate professor at Colorado State University, says their studies showed that changing the law can change behavior on a mass scale. Lee and his team used data from the National Fatality Analysis Reporting System. They compared Utah data before and after the 2017 law and cross-referenced it with data from bordering states, Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Their findings showed alcohol-related crash injuries and fatalities decreased by 11% in Utah, but not in other states. See the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez at knpr.org. While celebrating the 4th of July can be a lot of fun for people, their pets can find the fireworks less enjoyable. Some will panic, escape, and wind up lost. The Animal Foundation recommends keeping pets indoors in a quiet, secure place. Playing a TV or some music, or running a fan, can lessen the impact of those booms. They advise making sure a pet's microchip information is up to date in case they do run out of the house. If they aren't microchipped, putting a phone number on their collar is a good idea, the shelter says. Someone finding a lost pet should check for identification or a microchip, walk the neighborhood, and post the pet on Petco Love Lost. To make room for the incomers, the Animal Foundation is looking for foster homes for dogs 30 pounds and larger for 7 to 14 days. It didn't take long for Americans to embrace the face paint, or the flag wearing, or the dancing and marching to the sounds of Brazil's samba or Scotland's bagpipes. The World Cup is halfway through, and it's shaping up exactly how soccer organizers and longtime fans had hoped. The tournament is one big party. A party that has stretched across sweaty sports bars and crowded parks, in hole-in-the-wall restaurants and sprawling football stadiums, and in oppressive heat and relentless thunderstorms. The World Cup began dogged by criticism over sky-high ticket prices and concerns that the U.S. was a problematic host. None of those issues have been resolved, but Americans are showing up anyway for the world's most beloved sport and in record-breaking numbers. It comes as the U.S. heads into a knockout stage match against Bosnia and Herzegovina on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Soccer has won, said Brett Myers, who teaches sports analytics at Villanova University's School of Business. And the sense of it has kind of drowned out any potential issues or any of the controversies that were bubbling before the tournament. Read the full story by NPR's Juliana Kim at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.